Welcome to the Three Kings Podcast, the one place where real men have real conversations, but from a kingdom point of view. With your hosts, Rob B-Free Badgett, Will Big Steel Wells, and Rob Resurrect Connolly. Sit back, tune in, and let the king speak.
Cold little office.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome.
Except for the mice.
Welcome back. Restored Kings. Three Kings are back in the building.
You said Restored Kings.
It's still the same name.
Sure,
same
three
thing.
Kings, baby.
Three Kings.
Three Kings 2.0.
Yeah. Three Kings.
I missed that one.
Restored Kings 5.5 coming soon.
Season two,
baby. We back. Yes. Woo. We didn't get shut down by the airways.
Real men having real conversations.
Real conversations.
But from a kingdom point of view.
Yep.
If you do not recognize the voices, this is Rob B. Free Badgett.
Yes. Hey, they call me Rob.
Hey.
Also, I'm Roberts Connolly. But I go by Resurrect. Holla at me.
A.K.A. Pastor Bishop.
Come see me. I got six teams waiting. Somebody needs to test me on the mic.
Hello, my name is William Wells. They call me Big Steel because I'm gigantic. And the strongest man in Brockton, apparently.
So, Fourth ranked.
In the nation.
The nation?
USAPL. Number one RPS ranked bench press submaster.
Who's the first, second, and third?
I don't know.
You didn't know?
There's a guy named Jason Mike who benches like 600 something.
So you're fourth ranked out of five people.
I'm fourth That's ranked great. Out of five 1,000 people.
My grandmother's ranked higher than
person.
Me.
That's awesome. So welcome back, everybody, to another season, season two. Welcome.
Word.
What we did not do, unbeknownst to you, is kind of recap season one.
Yeah.
We're in a new recording studio.
Yep.
Yeah. Big ups to that transition.
So much room in there.
There is a lot of room.
Well, our last one was kind of tight. So that means we've upgraded for season two.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
We're
season
moving
three, on. We're going to be in a bigger location.
Yep.
We shared this
one. One space, seven locations.
We're one recording studio in two locations.
Oh my gosh.
We're one podcast in two locations.
Who's Skyping in? I'm Skyping
podcast
in.
2.0 coming to you next season.
Do you know there's a lot of shows that do that? Like Steve Harvey, for a long time, his show, he was not actually even on the radio. He had the cast in one city.
Oh, really?
And he just had a microphone wherever he
house?
Was.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, he did.
I was wondering how he did that.
For his radio station.
That's what's up.
He wasn't there.
That's what's up.
He had a mic with him at his house. He's sitting in his little den, you know, because he does like 12 different things.
That's what's up.
He can't be in two different states.
I would love to be in a different state.
Because now he's in California now.
He's not God.
Well, I think I don't know if he's in California.
He's not omnipresent.
He's not omnipresent at all.
Yo, did you hear the comedian Godfrey do the?
Oh my god!
That was so. I saw it like five times.
Let's go to the board.
I said like six times.
It was so funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
That was
I saw it today for the first time.
Did you? He saw it too. Steve Harvey saw it.
Yeah, no, he was bigging him up.
Yeah, I saw that. But we wanted to recap last season. For those of you who did not hear last season, go check it out. But we wanted to highlight some of those things and go through the list. We'll skip episodes one and two. The first one that we jumped into, in case you didn't know, this show is all about unpacking real conversations. And sometimes they're a little hot under the collar. The first one on there was Step in the Name of Lust.
Step in the Name of Lust.
Now, if you don't know by now, R. Kelly is in jail.
And
he is? He's in jail.
Oh, really?
He's been in jail.
Okay.
Yes.
He was
in jail.
Wait a minute. He'll be out.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Do you think he's canceled permanently?
Yeah, I think so. If he stays in jail,
I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be.
You think he's going to have another comeback like he did when you saved me?
He's going to have a concert in.
No.
He's
going to have a concert in New Zealand. No, you know what? Here's what he's going to do. He's going to come out with a gospel album.
He did that already. That's what I'm saying.
He's going to come out with another one.
After that,
and say, I'm sorry.
After the sex scandal with the girl, he came out with "You Save Me"
with Sarah Franklin and the other lady.
No, that was "Lean on Me," dude.
Oh, sorry,
that was a million years ago.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, he came out with "You Save Me," and he had like all those different things. It was a whole gospel.
So he's saying he saved Saved me from what?
The Lord saved him from going to jail at
what
that
Lord?
Point. Because
what Lord?
And being a child predator and having to
a
register.
A pedophile, you mean? Yes.
Yeah, all gotcha. That. Well, he was a predator and pedophile. Yeah.
He is both.
So
what was that movie with Nick Cannon? And
every movie with Nick Cannon.
Christina Milian.
Doesn't need a
mention. Love Don't Cost a Thing.
So that was on the other day.
Nobody
and it
cares.
Was one of R. Kelly's songs on there.
Gigolo.
And we were just like,
oh my God.
Bam. I'm like, yeah, I'm like a machine.
They didn't edit that out.
I'm like a machine. They edited it out?
No, they did not.
He's one of the worst actors that ever lived.
Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon is terrible. Yeah.
Don't you listen, don't diss my twin brother.
Oh.
Oh, you did used to look like him.
Used to? Yeah, I had somebody tell me I look like him just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're like Nick Cannon, but 50 pounds heavier.
I'm not 50 pounds heavier than Nick Cannon.
He lost weight over the summer.
Nick Cannon is ripped. I saw a picture of him on Instagram.
He is ripped.
He's super skinny.
He's got muscles now.
Ethiopian looking.
He wears a turban. And he's got muscles.
What? He does?
There you go.
Yes.
Oh.
He's and gold shoes. He's the Black Aladdin.
He's Confucius.
Confucius.
So we talked about R. Kelly on that episode, which was, listen, the church unfortunately does a great job at helping the rebranding process of people.
Sure.
And back in the day, the church, they championed him.
Champion him.
Kind of like they're doing Kanye now.
Right. Send him out to a different location.
R. Kelly.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. They didn't rebrand him.
Who?
Who rebranded R.
The
Kelly?
The church rebranded him when he came back out.
Yeah.
And he was You Saved Me.
Right.
And you got to give him another shot. They stopped buying. They were the first one buying them albums.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
He attended Kirk Franklin's church for a little while.
Bam. He put him on a song.
He sure did.
He started producing. He produced for Yolanda Adams.
Boom.
Bam. All
they
that.
Didn't care
do
if he
you
was a
know, did you know... He wrote all of Out of Eden. That was his group.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Out of Eden was
they
his
group. They do a great job.
Wait, who wrote the songs?
Kelly.
Yeah. But he's illiterate, so how the heck did that happen? what are you saying?
He's singing.
He's singing it to a recorder?
He's singing it to a recorder. That's what... it's true. That's how I did all of it.
He can't read and write, yo.
First of all, I just want to say... One of them is really, really good at setting up his jokes.
He's perfected it over years.
He's really good.
He's perfected it over years of sitting in boring board meetings.
How dare you?
Talking about policies that aren't going to change.
No!
Baby!
Wow.
Then we moved on to the really church good. Hurt me. A lot
the
of people
church
still
hurt
have.
Me.
Did
Rob,
you find out?
Pastor
did you?
Rob didn't like that. He didn't like that.
Yeah, he is an advocate for a church.
No, I can recognize that the church hurt people.
Okay.
You said the church never hurt you, though, in that episode.
Me? No, the church never hurt me.
Never hurt him.
No.
Yeah. Sure.
I've never been hurt by the church.
Right.
I think some people put too much emphasis on other people.
I do.
Like, oh, my pastor did something. He cheated on his wife, and now I'm not going to church.
Right.
Oh, I never thought my pastor was God, so what the heck?
True.
No, the church never hurt me.
Gotcha.
Why do you think you picked that up so easily and so many don't?
You know, I don't know. I had low self-esteem growing up. So, and I always felt like I didn't belong in my family, didn't belong anywhere.
Jeez.
When I found Jesus, Jesus, it was like
look at the church
a huge light. But it was like I found the absolute truth. I could care less what anybody else has to say.
This
or
is
does.
Where I belong.
Or does.
Right here. I like that.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. One of the hardest things for me, it was when I was going to church and you guys were doing your own thing.
Right. Mm.
Did the church ever hurt you?
Well, yes.
You said like?
Plenty of times.
How many times?
A guy named Jesus slapped him.
Three times? Probably.
Three times?
Yeah.
Did they hurt you or they just let you down?
They let me down. And I allowed that letdown to increase my hurt. And aggravation with the church.
Because I think there's that's church actually, hurt where
good. Good.
Pastor Johnson is doing something wrong with one of the girls in the youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sister Deacon
is... That was too close.
Listen.
name.
No, what I'm saying is... Or it ain't close. It's across the board. Or Deacon is so-and-so is just rude... All the time,
all
they're
the time.
Judging Sister So-and-so who just came in off the street.
Yep.
It's a major hurt.
Struggling
you see
and broken, and you're not getting anywhere and trying to get to know them and where they are in their brokenness.
Major hurts. Yeah. You see those things way too common. I think some people confuse that with, listen, you had to submit to authority.
Absolutely.
No, you could not just do what you wanted to do.
True.
And you have to be accountable here. That's different from real hurt. And then we jumped into lessons from our father. We realized that a lot of us didn't have a whole lot of lessons. Yeah. Other than you, you had a super awesome, perfect dad who lived in your home. Came home from work every night, and like was everything perfect. Was great.
It was not perfect.
What was your dad? Because he started listening. That's around when he started listening to the podcast.
Everything was not great, and he was not perfect.
He was not perfect?
No.
Oh, okay. What lessons did you learn from your dad to have a job?
I learned responsibility. Mm-hmm. I learned accountability, and I learned how to be a real man.
Mm. What did you learn from your dad?
My dad was taken away from me at the age of 7.
So you didn't learn
anything. You mean RJ.
Who's RJ?
He's being a jerk. No. He's being a jerk.
No, he's not.
He's good at setting it up. Yeah. He's good. Where's Justin's drumsticks when you need them? But you know what I found out about
my dad?
But
you learn a lot from one of your taglines. Is I learned a whole lot of what not to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I learned what not to do. I learned how not to treat women.
Yep.
I learned how not to handle your pain a certain way. But I found out that I'm an entrepreneur just like my dad.
That's good, man.
I think you've always done. You just had took you a little while to figure that out.
True.
Usually a lot of creative artists people
are. He has a lot
of
gifts, a lot of talents. Now he showcases.
He works so does good
William.
One job,
I do. Now I'm
2 years, and then it's time to move on.
Well, like, yeah, I've
he's
noticed
a creative
that. He
guy.
Has a 2 year little buy-in there.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you 2 to 3 years max.
But which makes sense.
I was at Davis Commons for 10 years.
You needed somewhere to live at the
for
time.
10 years?
10 years.
Wow. No, you wasn't.
I was 10 years.
Is that the beginning of your marriage?
No.
Oh, yes, it was.
You
no,
sure?
I was I worked at Harbor One from the beginning of my marriage.
Right.
Those are fake jobs. Like, that didn't count.
Yeah, you were telling
me. He was like 22. That doesn't count.
It's not a great
guy. You got robbed there. We've been married. You got fired because you got robbed.
It was early on, but I was.
Because you were a rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were rad for 10
years. I was there for 10 years.
You were rad too.
I was for like 6 months.
Was it only 6 months?
Yeah, it was only 6 months.
I was a permanent. And that was because of you.
Which one?
Because you turned down the job.
Oh, for the rad.
You really? Turned it down.
It was in Fall River.
And talked to it was in Brockton.
He was
which
in Brockton.
One?
I was in Fall River.
Davis Commons in Brockton.
Yeah, he was at Davis Commons.
Because no, Nadej said that you had turned it down and you had told her about me.
No, yeah. I think I had applied for his one in Fall River.
Yeah, Bay Village.
And I was like, it's too far.
Nadej told me it was because you
Yeah, it was one of
that was one of the worst jobs I've ever had.
Yeah, you didn't do good at a lot of jobs.
I did great at a lot of jobs.
Nope, we won't discuss those because your wife made us edit some of the details.
That was one job.
Of some of those.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was like three.
Out of all the jobs I've ever had.
Did you have that same habit at RAD?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't cook the books over there?
No, the RAD was just terrible. I hated the job.
I could have swore you cooked the books at that.
Because remember back then, right, you already know what kind of personality I had.
Oh,
I had to go to people and tell them about activities. I'm like, you want me to knock on doors and tell people about activities?
Hello?
You want me to create activities? Really? I couldn't do it.
I'm you like, can't be right, the more worst person for that
like,
job.
We're doing this for today. Yo, wait. See, I didn't talk about it. Yo, I set up a field trip. I didn't even promote it. Yo, the bus showed up. One person out of the entire complex showed up for the field trip. It was me and the other person.
And you went on a field trip?
I just, because I paid for it. It was paid for.
You went on a field trip with just one resident?
That's it. It was terrible.
Did you hold hands?
No. I didn't hold hands.
Wait. Did you take attendance?
No. I can't say. Can I say shut up?
Oh.
No, I already said it. Shut up. Yeah, I was
you
terrible.
Took attendance. Bueller?
Yo, if I didn't quit, I would have got fired because I was bad. Everybody was complaining about
we're
me.
Having a field trip.
Nobody liked
one
me.
Person. Tuesday.
Nobody liked me.
Coming?
Nobody
oh, no,
liked.
Sorry.
Right. I was terrible. So that's fine.
The next episode
the
was
next
our
episode?
Highest ranking
oh,
episode.
Oh, the highest.
I still don't understand why that was so high.
Because it's about
really?
Sex. Duh.
There was sex, lies, and lotion. Duh.
Sex, lies, and
we
lotion.
We talked about sex in almost every episode.
Well, not almost every episode.
You've mentioned sex
episode.
As a punchline in every episode.
In the father
we
episode? What was there about sex?
Your father caught you in the basement.
My father never caught me having sex in the basement.
Nope. He caught you watching movies in the basement.
He caught me watching porn, yes.
Bam.
True, but that's
tonight episode. I can pick out every episode and you mention sex something in it.
The church hurt?
Bam.
Where was the sex in that?
Deacon caught you on the van.
No. Never, ever. Yeah. Never, ever. That was you. You went fooling around with girls.
Church, hey, they're married the now.
One of your church hurts does have to do with sex.
Why do you think that? I don't.
Whatever. Anyways. Can we talk about the sex lies and lotion?
The sex lies and lotion. I don't understand why that was such a hot one.
I just told you why, because it's about sex.
But I think it's because people didn't expect a religious podcast to talk. We are a religious podcast.
We're in the faith-based arena.
We are. We are.
We're not religious.
Okay. So, Minister Wells. So, I'm going to finish my statement, Minister Wells. So people didn't expect these three Christians to be talking about sex, or any three Christians to be talking about sex. I'm like, the church should talk about sex way more, huh?
Oh yeah, we did talk about pornography.
You know,
the church should talk about sex, homosexuality,
shocker,
and anything else that's prominent in society.
Right, bestiality. That's a
that's not prominent.
Not yet. Not yet. Nope. It's gonna be.
We'll see.
It's not on the docket. They got a good 10 more years before that hits the docket.
That's good.
And then we had the list, the famous
transgender
list, 10 things women need to know. Okay. There was a group of women who had a whole lot to say about that episode. And at the time you two were married to them, I was the only dating one of them.
Oh, that's right. So you couldn't do anything.
Nope, but we were talking about the spirit of expectation.
Yeah, you were walking around with like high waters because you had such a huge erection.
What? Can we go to commercial? Go to commercial break. And we won't be back. When we come back, there will be. Yes, I was practicing abstinence. I was practicing the abstinence, celibacy, and let's move right on to the next episode, the social media gospel. Social media.
Well, it's real. It's honest. That's all right. Let's be real, shall we?
Yo.
When I was celibate, I had high waters all the time.
We're talking about the social media gospel.
Social media gospel.
Oh, yep. Sorry. We're done with sex.
We moved on.
Gotcha. We're done with sex.
I just recently had a conversation with a pastor. Okay. He may end up on at some point, hopefully, about the whole Kanye thing.
Oh.
And he was doing a live talking about Kanye.
Oh, okay.
And, why I thought it was good. It was good and blah, 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 all his bullet points. Because if you haven't known by now, Kanye, he started a movement. It's called the Sunday Services.
What? That's a movement? So he's doing that every
he's
Sunday?
He's been doing it now for like 6 months.
For real?
Yes. Oh,
I thought it was just that.
Originally, he was doing it in California on his property.
I see.
Like off in a cultic field. They were just there.
A cultic
field? Yeah, it was like, it looked weird. They all had on like robes.
I thought we was going to have a whole episode just to talk about Kanye.
We are. We're going to get to that. But I'm just highlighting, I had a conversation with somebody about social media and how it just, how we're reaching people and all that other stuff. We're definitely going to have a conversation about that.
Agreed.
But yeah, I think.
Actually, Kanye is doing praise and worship at our church next Sunday.
I bet he is.
Yeah, you all come out.
If you come out and he's not here, my
he's
bad.
He's at the 9 o'clock.
He's coming to the 9 o'clock, y'all.
We're doing social media. One church, three locations. Got it. Moving on.
I think what you're requesting, Robbie, is going to happen after this episode.
Okay. Meet Joe Clark, a.k.a. Carlton Campbell.
Shout out to Carlton.
Shout out to Carlton, doing principal of West Junior High.
Listen, I've been working with that guy for several months now. I like him. I think I like his temperament is consistent.
Yeah.
He has a way of leading that it's like, listen, I saw this dude. He got loud one day. He was in the calf.
He got loud?
Yes.
Yeah, he gets loud.
He was loud. He was like, listen. Let me explain something to you.
Wow.
This is my school. Right. You're not going to act like animals in here.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That.
You got a problem. You're going to be out. I was like,
okay.
And he gets loud. He was letting some kid know the other day. Mm-hmm. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. This kid comes in with a pink bandana on his neck.
What?
On his neck.
He's a gangbanger?
He was an agitator.
Oh, gotcha.
And he's like, no, I'm wearing this. He's like, no, you're not. And he's like, yeah, I guess Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And first of all, that's not till next month. Second of all, there's no bandanas at all.
No.
He's like, you know what? Just call your father. Go home. You can go home. It was like 8:05.
Really?
He was like, go home. Call your father. You go home. I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with this today. Wow. Get out. I was like, oh.
I was not expecting
Okay.
Chain the doors.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the next one?
Laugh and toxic stuff. I think that's when we was talking about relationships and all of that stuff. Hopefully by now you have a good understanding of what a toxic relationship is.
I hope so, people.
Which brought us into self-care with your boy Darkseid.
Yes,
Darkhan.
Wow. Shout
How many heart Darkseid. Attacks did he have?
Shout out to
Darkseid. Was it one?
Three?
It's like four, three? Right?
Right? Wait, what are you laughing about? Didn't he have heart attacks?
He had like four heart attacks.
What is
Darkhan?
What was it?
He had three heart surgeries.
Oh. What is
okay,
the difference?
We were so far
Because he didn't
off.
Have a heart attack with the other.
He didn't have a heart.
He didn't have a heart
Got it.
He wasn't in the Oz.
He had three heart surgeries. Yeah.
Three heart surgeries.
A quick recovery. Made a great recovery.
Shout out to.
So was there more than one event? I know he talked about the construction site event.
Right.
Was there more than one event?
Yeah, he just wound up dying on the table twice.
Bam, heart attack.
If you
twice, one, two. He died twice.
Sure.
That's two heart attacks.
No guns, no crew.
Bam.
One, two.
I do want to dive more.
He's doing better, by the way.
Is he?
He's
still training?
Been following my regimen for the past 3 years.
Do you still train him?
I do.
I follow your regimen and look at me.
You haven't followed my regimen, and that's why you look like
you're gonna work on. You gonna work Justin out?
No, Justin it works with somebody else. I forgot.
He works with his camera.
I forgot the guy's name.
He
right?
Cliff.
I saw him on like. I saw him on Instagram.
Instagram. He saw Justin on Instagram.
Yeah, he's working out.
You have a trainer, Justin?
Yeah.
That's
cool. That's
our
cool.
MD, what
is Brian? I think it's Brian.
He's our engineer today.
Our engineer.
Yeah. I think it's Brian.
Justin Reed is in the building.
What up?
Shout out to Justin.
Is it Brian?
No.
Brian.
I go to the same gym as Brian.
Okay.
Yeah. Never mind. Justin said he goes to the same gym.
Do you still train clients?
Yeah,
because you know you have such a rigorous schedule now.
Dude, I still make time for that extra revenue and to help people out.
That's
and
awesome.
To change lives.
Yeah, so that was Dark Side of Health. I think this season we definitely.
His name is Darkon, not Dark Side.
This episode was called The Dark Side of Health.
I forgot because that was last season.
This season, I do want to dive a little deeper into health.
Oh, yeah. I think
hopefully,
so.
We can That'd get a doctor on. I want to talk about stuff. We're going to be talking about more about men's health and things that they can do.
Prostates.
Yes.
Get them checked, people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Have you had yours? You're over 40.
Excuse me?
Have you had your prostate?
Yes, I have.
Colon cancer, too? Colonoscopy?
When is I had a 45? Colonoscopy.
How was that?
Of course he has.
How was that?
Yeah, how was that?
It wasn't as bad as people made it out to be.
Yeah, right. When are you? What are you waiting
shut
for?
Shut your face!
What are you waiting for?
What do you mean? I'm only 40. I have plenty of
Dude,
time.
How old is he,
Listen,
dummy?
I'm gonna tell y'all
matter.
Right now.
Yes,
he's out of shape. Look how terrible shape he's in.
Are you
that
crazy?
Has nothing to do with shape.
Yes, it does.
I'm out of shape. No, do you see me right now?
Are you joking?
Are you joking?
Come He's on. Lost.
Dude, I work out way more than you do.
Bam.
No, you don't.
How many days a week do you work out?
6 days a week.
No, okay.
No, yes, I do.
You know
you
what? You're right.
Do you work out 6 days
I work
a week?
Out 5 days a week.
Okay.
You beat me by one day.
He just and I lift weights.
That's all you do.
And
I am healthier than you.
I flip tires.
I am healthier than you.
I push cars.
I am healthier than you.
I use a battle rope.
I am healthier than you.
I use a sledgehammer on a tire.
And I'm still healthier than you.
You do that 6 days a week?
Yes.
Use the ball.
My doctor said
I work out
that my blood pressure is like that of a teenager.
Is it?
My doctor said that in my last
week. Okay. And my doctor's always
And I outweigh Pastor Rob by at least 80 pounds or more.
But what does that mean?
With my blood pressure being as awesome
and
as it is.
And you're still not healthier than me.
Does that mean he's in
you're not
you're better
than
shape
me.
Than him?
I'm in way better, shape,
I'm in better
shape than you are.
Being able to lift weights
Dude,
does not
you
mean
are,
you're in better shape.
We can do an event.
We can do it.
We can have
what?
Challenge or something, bro.
What?
We can.
Okay.
Set it up.
What are you going to do?
Well,
lift some stuff?
We can do it live.
You can't run.
We can do it live.
You can't jump.
We'll do it live. Forget it. We'll
you
do
can't
it live.
Climb. You can't crawl.
I can. We'll do it live.
You have zero athleticism
we'll
ability.
Of the church.
Listen.
Restoration.
You do
listen.
Two cartwheels and I will buy you dinner.
Listen.
Two cartwheels and I'll buy you dinner.
In 2 years, we'll do it at part two.
In 2 years.
Dude.
And then part three.
Dude. He might can give you run for your money.
I guarantee you, I can run faster.
I guarantee
he has way more stamina than you.
Guarantee you, I can do more
Dude,
push-ups.
He has way more stamina.
I can do more sit-ups. I can hold a plank.
You couldn't catch a car in neutral.
I can pick up a car. Can you pick up a car, buddy?
Listen, we know you can lift heavier items. You can pick things up and put things down.
Yes,
we are clear on that.
I want you to say that. Say I'm the strongest. No. I'm one of the strongest.
Fourth strongest person in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the second strongest person at the church.
Bam.
No. Luke Howe is stronger than you.
Oh, you mean God. Yes, God. God is present. So, yes, God first in me. Oh,
yeah, moving on from health.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
From a queen's point of view.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That's when our wives came on.
Are we going to have them on again?
Nope.
Huh?
Are we going to have them on again?
No, we're not.
Yeah, say why not. No. Actually, there are more women who are asking to come on, and I think they should. As
what?
Long as
really?
Yes, I think they should.
There's more women asking to come on.
The conversations are about men, and it's helping men, but women can come on.
Agreed. No, I didn't know.
Are you okay with women speakers?
I said I didn't know women were asking.
Are you for women speakers?
No. Nope. Yeah. Nope. What's wrong with women speaking?
Yeah, I didn't know my wife can speak. That's about it.
She can. Nicole can speak. Pastor Cynthia can speak.
And then that's it. What is the problem? Who else can speak?
Huh?
Who else can speak?
I don't know. Who else?
The Bible who else tells preaches? Them to shut up.
Who else preaches there?
Huh?
That's female.
This dude, man.
What are you talking about?
Like, so only women that can speak are the women that you like.
No.
Got it.
No.
Moving on.
Just go, please.
Yeah. Just walk on with that.
Whatever.
That
was
I'm going to call you a walker.
Just go, please.
No, I do think this
to
season.
Start trouble.
No, this season, we do want to have more women present.
Then let's do it. More women. More women.
Because I do think that their point of view is valid. But also, they want to know. Okay. And I think there's a lot of women who are impacted and are working and dealing with men.
Yes,
and so they can help bridge the gap in some of those conversations. I would love to do this season of, you know, a married episode, but bringing other married couples that are not just married to us, you know, kind of maybe like a forum or panel.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know, we're all happily married now. That's
great.
You can
get our TOP people, right?
TOP?
Or TP?
T-O-U.
TCU?
The One University. T-O-U.
Why is T-O-P?
I'm sorry.
Like, what is that?
I forgot.
Want to get the OBP?
Yeah.
You know what that stands for?
Want to get the, huh?
OBP?
Other people's property.
Bam. Right. Moving on.
Right.
Conflict resolution.
That's what we're going to say.
Go ahead. This one was one
What's
of my favorites.
What's the next one?
Our positive posse in Brockton. Remember that?
Yes. I remember that.
He didn't go to the parties, though.
Yes, I did.
Cool. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I went to like two parties.
Did you?
That's it.
I went
you
to
went to one at East Junior High?
Yes.
I went to none. I couldn't afford to get in or get there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got shut down in all of the parties.
Shut down on one party.
It was three of them. It was three of them.
Went to the Boys and Girls Club
parties. One party.
Went to the Boys and Girls Club parties.
Did you marry him later?
Huh?
Did you marry him later?
That was his cousin.
Okay.
That was a cousin.
What's the next one? What's
the conflict resolution. That's when we gave each other some feedback.
We did.
And how are you doing since that conversation?
I'm doing great.
You are doing great. That's great.
Why are you asking him? I'm the one who got yelled at the most.
No, you didn't. The past 2 years.
No, he was opened up on that one.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. The past 2 years, like I'm being serious, the past 2 years have probably been the best 2 years as far as my walk is concerned. And
your kid's calling you.
In 10 years.
You might want to put that on vibrate now.
I'm sorry. The last 2 years have been especially great for me with my growth and maturity as a Christian, as a man, as a believer. Then I've matured more in 2 years than I have in the last 10 years. And so I am really grateful of the changes that have been occurring with me. You know, no complaints here.
Round of applause for William Wells and his growth.
Yeah.
Indeed.
See
all
that?
Because of restoration.
That's good. How was that episode for you? You did get a lot of conversation as well.
Nah, that was good. I was I appreciate my brotherhood and getting the feedback. I don't know if sometimes y'all think I'm not listening, but it was good.
We do think that sometimes you're not listening.
True.
So you know, we do think you're not listening.
Nah, I listen all the time.
Okay,
I just don't think.
You just don't do what we're telling you to do.
Got it. Understand what I go through. What I go through.
What you
That's
go
a good
through.
Point. You don't share what you go through.
He doesn't, though. He's closed.
Yeah.
Keeps his mouth shut about
You know
everything.
What? I'm going to tell you. I've never. I might sometimes get aggravated, but I'm never stressed. I might get aggravated, but I'm never really stressed because at the end of the day, it's not like, yo, if I fail, I feel like a failure.
Dude, you got stressed at Ty's house when we had that intervention. You wanted to punch me in my face.
Dude, that was a million years ago.
You said never.
I'm talking about
That's
now.
That's when you
I'm
did.
What was that? I don't even remember that.
That was a long time ago.
I wasn't even a minister at that time.
Yes, you
were. You were just a brother.
Oh, that's what he was? He was an elder?
And you were...
Brother Elder.
You were a Satan.
Yeah. You were a demon.
You were an accuser.
What are you? What?
What's the definition? You were an accuser. No, you accused me accuser of being the worst Christian you've ever known.
I didn't say the worst Christian.
Yeah, in many words.
I said you were.
It's all your fault. You killed him. It's because of you.
No, I said you.
You were on the other side of town, but it's your presence that killed him.
Whatever. Okay.
My brother died because of you.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
My GPA scores was because of you.
What's the next one?
William Wells.
What?
If you have him on your team, he is the most loyal, yes. radical,
loyal
brother.
Radical.
You have him against you?
Oh.
Shoot yourself.
Well, not anymore.
If you have him against you.
I am a changed man now.
Are you?
You didn't say how it was for you.
Yeah,
still waiting for that.
I think that was really good. I actually listened. Like, I listened.
Finally. Thank you.
Should we tell people we cried after that episode?
I don't recall that.
We didn't cry.
I knew there was no one for me to go home with and soak my wounds with at that time.
Oh,
so I just suck it up. Whoa.
I had somebody.
Elahi.
That's great.
And you did it.
But it was a good episode. It was really provoking. I think one thing I haven't said, which we all agree, I think our brotherhood, it has definitely grown over the years. I would not be where I am. In this season of my life without you guys, I used to work with you, and I'm so glad I don't anymore. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah, right. We had some fun times, boy.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
We all love and hate each other?
Listen, we love and like each other.
I do agree with you. I do. I think part of my growth wouldn't have happened if I didn't have you guys around for as long as I have.
I will
admit that.
No absolutely. Desire to come back to this region.
Absolutely. I had no desire to go anywhere.
I was just like, nope, not going to do it. I'm good. I'm going to rebel. Yep. I'm going to be halfway in the church, halfway in somebody.
I even tried to start
my
own church in my backyard. Did I ever tell you that?
Was you?
I didn't tell you that.
Wow.
Yes.
You had your wife.
In my backyard.
And your cats.
I was trying to get brothers. It was all dudes, like fellowship.
Yep. Here's what we're going to do.
I invited him out one time.
All right.
Like three guys showed up.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'm so serious.
Stories.
You ain't never said that.
I know that. I'm saying it now.
Wow.
I did. Then I was like, forget it. Nobody wants to show up. Deacon, what am I doing wrong?
Deacon Squirrel, can you get the offer? All right. We're going to hear a song from the bird.
Whatever.
AB selection from the Cardinal.
Babe, this is when you do your dance that we talked about, babe.
Oh. Babe, can you bring out those snacks that I told you about?
I did have snacks.
Bitch, all right.
I cooked
Bitch
on the grill Baptist. Too. I cooked a bunch of food on the grill.
Can you put out the cigarettes so we can preach?
He cooked food.
I cooked food on the grill.
You cooked steak.
You
didn't invite me to your church.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Because you were already here.
What was you incorporated by? Who was your?
Nobody. It was William Wells.
Did you collect an offering?
No.
You had to return that money.
I didn't do any offerings.
It's William Lee Wells, the Third Ministry.
So William you preached? What was your first sermon?
It wasn't even a preacher. You just had talks.
So you did a life group? You did a connect group?
It was like a connect group, yes. It was a connect group.
Listen, one dude that you talked about a lot who was really out there like your backyard church, he would have came, was Dave Capozzi. Yeah. Which we had the pleasure of
great
interviews
dude.
And
great man.
Interviewing.
Shout out to David Capozzi.
A guy named Dave.
Him,
you still communicate with him? I
haven't
talked to him since then.
I do.
Yes.
I still do.
You do?
I sent him a
Dave,
text.
How's things going over there?
I sent him a text the other day.
You need any help or think, you know, is that what the conversation
is? Nope. I'm not going to leave and go anywhere. There's no point until, you know, 2021 maybe.
Yep.
What's the next episode?
Can we give Dave some shine?
Listen, can we just be real, please?
Dave Capozzi.
Dave Capozzi.
Let's be all real about Dave Capozzi. Shout out to Dave Capozzi.
Name Dave.
You know, a real guy.
It's not a secret.
A real guy.
A man named Dave. No, I like Dave.
Have you been holding stuff for months? Waiting
he
for
has. A, we've been off
waiting
all
for
summer.
Three kings
no.
and legs.
You we've have been no up. Idea. You have no idea.
No, it's like he doesn't release unless he comes on to the radio.
I've been waiting.
He's totally
like,
silent.
How long I've been waiting to talk about this? You
need
have
to talk
no
to
idea.
Yourself. You need to talk to your wife. Talk to your children.
I do.
She's at a dance conference every weekend. He doesn't talk to her.
You need to
come on, man.
I'm just gonna call you every night so you can let it out.
Yo, I'm so happy right now.
How you feeling, dude? How you feeling?
So
I
ecstatic.
Was waiting for season two. How you kick? Super Saiyan Will.
Whatever.
And then the last episode was the Ricky Grant episode. Was the last episode you heard?
Hello.
Is this thing on? Mm. We're still on.
Yeah.
Ricky had an interesting story. We felt like
shout out to Rick Grant.
Yeah, big shout out to Rick. I feel like everybody needs a team of people who they can share and communicate with.
Sure.
Sometimes it's therapeutic.
Sure.
Yeah,
and
the thing about these microphones, people don't realize is that you don't even realize they're on. Ooh. So what you feel, starts to come out.
That's the
authenticity of it, and it's organic. And I think that with that episode, he had a chance to kind of just share out the things that they weren't even the present things. This was like your entire introduction to the church world.
So you would have released a lot.
Yeah, it was just like, whoa, okay, got it. Didn't know that happened.
Did not know.
You know, you started when you were 12. And so I do think that's important to show people.
Yeah.
Men that they do have an outlet, and there's people that want to hear you.
True, I think
we learned a lot from that episode.
Yeah,
so big shout out to him.
Oh yeah, we learned so much
for doing that.
We learned so
much. And then we went into break.
Yep. And that
next
was
episode,
one.
We're gonna talk a lot about how our summer break went.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Shalaka laka. Yeah.
Welcome you all back.
Watch those Office reruns.
Office before it leaves Netflix.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. In 2021.
Hey guys, do us
that's
a favor.
Prophetic.
Yes, it is.
Oh shoot! What?
You, isn't he good at that? He is so.
He's good.
He's so good.
No,
he's so good.
No, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, we also want to tell y'all. Shut your face.
Oh my gosh!
Want to tell y'all? Please like us on like us on Facebook.
Thank you, Rob.
Right, like us on Facebook.
Our website will launch this year.
We're going to be exposing. We're going to have a website. We're going to have a YouTube page. And
a live channel.
Next episode. Don't tell them yet.
Don't tell them yet.
Next episode. Release it in the next episode because we want them to keep listening.
Okay, that's right.
We got a big surprise for you.
Big surprise.
The next
Huge surprise.
Oh, that's
huge.
Terrible.
Russia
terrible.
Huge.
That's terrible impression.
Can you do it?
There's a big, big surprise coming. I have to let you guys know right now. I mean big. Bigger than Obama. Bigger than Clinton. Huge.
Answer your phone. Answer your phone.
Hello.
Hello, this is Putin.
Whatever. What are we doing?
All right, folks. Tune in to the next episode. Yep. Real place, real men have real conversations. Peace.
And
peace.
Your Bible verses. Nah, there's none.
Oh.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Three Kings Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Three Kings Podcast or visit us on the web at his3kings.com. Until next time, let a king be a king. Peace.